Hey, patrons, Ken Plume here with another exclusive just for you for being a patron. This is the second of the quiz shows that I hosted at DragonCon 2019. In addition to my wonderful co-host, Aaron Favor, this features an incredible lineup of guests, Symphony Sanders, James Urbaniak, Mike Furman, Mark Gagliardi, Dana Swanson, Lucky Yates, special appearance by Molly Lewis, Joseph Scrimshaw, and Hal Lublin. And once again, this is an exclusive for you as a thank you for being a patron. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy this. So without further ado, here is the Gonzo Quiz Show, recorded on September 1st, 2019 at Dragon Con. Enjoy!
Is everyone just about ready to start this thing? So, to start this thing, we are going to need a volunteer from the left-hand side of the room, and a volunteer for the right-hand side of the room for the most trusted position that we can possibly bestow upon someone, which is the scorekeeper. And as anyone who has seen one of these before, the score is very important. These points mean something, not to us, but to them. So, Aaron? And what was your name over here? Haley? Kaylee? Kelly? Kelly? Kelly, you're going to be keeping score for Team A. Aaron. I'm mic'd and he can't hear me. Aaron, please get our scorekeeper's name. Who has not been to a Gonzo quiz show before? Okay, so for those of you who haven't, who are here of their own free will?
Okay, good, good.
So we're going to have a bunch of great guests come out. We're going to play some games that really in the great scale of the world have no real meaning and or sense. They have no real sense. So please don't look for any logic tonight. We're here to have fun. It's the last night of Dragon Con. And we are here to have a lot of stupid fun. I am Ken Plume. My co-host is Aaron Favor. Oh, I was going to introduce you to
him. No, I appreciate that.
But now you can have a voice.
Thank you.
I choose not to use this.
And we're going to introduce the members of Team A to a huge amount of applause from you. Are you ready? Yes, sir. So our team captain for Team A, Symphony Sanders.
I'ma get his work.
And on Symphony's team, we have Mr. Mike Furman. And Mr. James Urbaniak.
James.
They can't hear us back there.
Yeah.
That is Team A. Now, right now, we're going to introduce Team B, Team Captain Dana Swanson. And on Dana's team, we have Mark Gagliardi and Lucky Yates.
Yeah. All right.
Lucky, they gave you a plastic bag.
This looks like a congressional hearing. Have you no decency, Lucky?
I do not, sir. I never have had decency, and I refuse to have any ever.
Fair enough.
Team A, have you chosen a team name for this evening?
Yes. We will be called Solid Gold Number One. Number One.
Now, is that with a hashtag or spelled out number?
Number one.
Draw a little hand. The word solid gold number and then the numeral one.
Oh, solid gold.
Solid gold number one.
Team B.
Yes.
Dana.
Number.
Your team name.
It is.
Ta-ta-ta-ta.
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
So they just said gibberish Was there a name?
Yes.
They're
yes.
Team, they're team Miscellaneous.
If you hear it underwater, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, like Thank Splash.
You. Yeah.
There was an echo on my end, so I couldn't quite.
Someone in a whale costume is going to enter in now going, yes.
You got it.
We should get right
Thank
into
it. Thank you for that one person.
Aaron.
Yes.
You identified the one person who...
I have.
Thank you. That way.
We're going to get into our first game tonight.
Okay.
So, Aaron, what is our first game this evening?
I don't know, Ken. You have the card.
No, no. I think our first name is a random game, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You may have noticed our magical wheel over here.
Yes!
Because we can't be trusted with decisions, so we thought we'd let the wheel do it. So to spin our wheel tonight, we have our special guest, Mr. Hal Lublin.
Oh, just lovely.
Love him, Matt Lublin.
Duck.
I love you too.
Duck.
Stop.
I want him to walk by again. That was nice.
Yeah. Stop
pimping
your own song.
You may.
Gonna make you feel your defense. Big money.
No whammies. No whammies.
Post-its.
Did you just maniacally laugh?
I did.
Oh, good.
Post-its. This is gonna be fun.
Because this game came up on Friday night. Bye, Hal. He'll be back. Don't worry. Because this game came up on Friday night, we thought, okay, if it happens again, we have to change
like
the rules
spoiling
slightly.
Spoiling half the games now.
I know. Sorry, these things exist.
My face.
Last Friday, we had the teams select a person, and they posted as many post-it notes as they could on their team member, and the team with the most post-it notes on a person won. The change this time, it's two teams competing to put the most post-it notes on me.
Oh!
Are we going top half, bottom half?
Aaron was feeling unloved.
I just wanted some humor interaction.
Team Solid Gold number one, you're going to be taking the right-hand side of Aaron's body.
Got it.
Okay.
Team Miscellaneous, gibberish, whatever.
Miscellaneous, gibberish.
Yeah, you're on the left-hand side of his body.
Right.
These are all the same color.
Only one side. You're going down.
Do we all go?
I think we all go. We're all going to go up.
Now, the thing is, I realize there's no way I can finish that sentence that's going to make it better.
It's how much is going to be left that's the real test.
We're going to stack this high.
No.
Has a stack this high.
Oh,
what?
What?
Yeah. Nice.
Well, listen, you're not changing the game. We spent 5 minutes on this.
Are there any rules, any boundaries we need to know?
No, Aaron's going to protect his boundaries.
Okay.
Yes, how urgent are the messages we're posting?
Besides that, Aaron is European, so I guess all good.
All right.
Okay.
Do we, on clothing, too? Like, just as many
just
as
everything.
We'll stick?
As many as you can.
Cover.
Got it.
We're making post-it chainmail.
Right down.
So are there
you
going
have
to be-
you have 60 seconds to place as many as possible. Then we're going to make a scientific.
I'm feeling really rejected about how long I've been standing here and no one's coming near me.
Well, are there going to be six people up there posting?
Oh yes.
Oh great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all three teammates, all three.
Let's go, team.
You have 60 seconds or more if I decide this is really fun.
What's
the On your mark, get set, go.
We'll be right back.
time.
I would like to point out, Ken, that my family used to decorate our Christmas tree in this exact same way when I was a child. 60 seconds is all we got.
I want to point out that Aaron can now... Oh, man.
We love you, Aaron. That
sucks. Aaron can now cosplay as the cover of Office Space.
That's
DVD.
Right. Which is the reason that movie made no money during its original release. It became a word-of-mouth sensation.
Am I beautiful?
Yes!
Now, I'm going to ask someone in the audience. Darcy, which team do you think won?
Wait, turn around, though. Turn
no,
around,
no,
turn
no,
around,
no,
turn
no,
around.
No, no,
you're not seeing you're not seeing all of it.
No.
You're not seeing all of it.
Number one, number one, number one.
Well, what is this bullshit? Hold on, hold on.
Because no one wants to scream number two.
If I may. There are a bunch of post-its just stuck to other post-its on their side, whereas we have more post-its stuck to his actual body, which I believe is the game.
But there's a risk. There's a risk in doing that, because if the top post-it falls,
I don't give a shit about your
then
risk.
All those post-its fall. It's a...
There was no rule against layering.
Oh! You burnt!
I believe we've been monkey pawed on this.
Number one, number one, number one, number one.
Now, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Oh, no!
There will be no lobbying the judge, who is me.
Here, hold on.
So right now, I think...
The game is over.
You could have just done this.
No.
How is that a thing? Wow!
That would be up for the audience to decide.
So right now, besides looking like a post-it note version of the Pink Floyd cover, I was going to give the point... to Team Miscellaneous Gibberish until Lucky got up as I was
Lucky!
Trying to speak.
No! Where did he even go?
Lucky!
So I'm sorry, that point goes to Solid Gold number one.
Where the hell is Lucky?
Good.
Oh, wow.
Good sportsmanship really wins out in the end.
You look like you're in on animation fire.
I know. We'll make it over to
I'm covered
this game
in
has
sprites.
Always been stacked against me. It will always be stacked against me.
Now,
I hate this show.
I believe they were stacked on me.
And now, yet Lucky, you keep Lucky. Doing it.
Lucky means he really loves it, and he's so excited to continue, and we
oh,
can't
I'm
wait
glad
until
that Lucky
it's happening
has
next.
A sportsmanship interpreter
no,
for this
yeah,
game.
No, yeah, I'm here to interpret for him, and he says everything's really great, that Ken, you work so hard, and you put so much thought into post-its.
Now, can I hear that in Lucky's voice?
Oh, he speaks that language from our team name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's our mother tongue as a unit.
All I'm going to say is that maybe if Lucky's attitude improves, there might be some bonus points here and there.
That's what you said last year.
Oh, what he
means... I wonder why you didn't earn them last year.
Okay. What he means is thank you so much for the opportunity
yes,
to win all of the points.
Next game.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to give Lucky an opportunity right now to make up some of those points. Because we're going to go with a little game we call Pickup Songs.
Oh, I will not. I'm about to lose more points.
So,
You got this, Lucky.
First, I'm going to explain, for those of you who are not familiar, what we're going to do is I'm going to hand a lyric sheet to Lucky, and I'm going to start playback on the song whose lyric sheet he's just been passed. At a certain point, I'm going to drop the audio away, and he's going to keep singing that song. When I bring the audio back up, if he's in the same place, he gets a point. Maybe more than one. We'll see how his attitude is. And just a small note... This game, currently called Pickup Songs, last year, James Urbaniak suggested we change the name of this game to Sink or Swim.
Nice. Nice. That is strong.
I didn't remember that, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
1 point for your team.
Oh, no, Lucky, stop
Lucky,
it!
What are you doing?
Lucky, stop
I mean,
it!
If Lucky's just giving them away, another point to Team Solid Gold.
I have none to give, Ken. I have none to give.
Lucky, you're going to earn all this back. I know you can do this. I believe you. No, I believe in you.
Never believe me.
So if you hold on to the sheet, wait for playback. Don't announce what it is yet. We're going to let the playback reveal the magic to the audience. Are you ready, Lucky?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, are you ready, Lucky?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you got this.
Fuck yeah.
You know, a stopped clock and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Lucky, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Ken.
You did it in the key, too, man.
Sort of. That's
high up there.
Now, Lucky, really,
sir,
for being in the same place as where the song was, you get a point.
Thank you. I would like to give it to James Urbaniak for renaming this game.
Giving all our points away.
I'm team captain, and I say
I'm so giving. I'm sorry. I love James so much.
Okay, listen. You've earned that point for the game. You've earned a point for good sportsmanship. And I'm going to give you an extra point for the bad sportsmanship that James showed at the end of that game. So a total of 3 points to Team Jim.
That was a classic affectionate barb. You know, the concept of the roast, you're actually celebrating the person.
But, James, you have a chance for revenge. Because the next song is yours.
All right, now, I have to preface this. My voice is a little rusty today. I've been...
rusty. He did it. You did
that wasn't intentional.
He does that on purpose.
No, it wasn't.
He does it on purpose.
That wasn't on purpose, but that was good. So my upper register is a little limited, but we'll just see what happens.
Now, what's good about this is you spent all that time talking before this.
Okay.
James, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
The New York Times.
You want me to say the name of the song?
No.
Dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for someone. Some of them wanna use you. Some of them wanna get used by you. Some of them wanna abuse you. Some of them wanna be abused.
Ah, wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Sweet dreams made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world in a seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Whoa, whoa. Hold your head up, moving on. I'm Annie Lennox. Yes, I am.
Now, that was really good, James.
This is weird because, back me up, I made an Annie Lennox reference backstage tonight.
You sure did. You sure did. In your lower register, I may add.
Yes.
So that is a point.
Wow.
Hooray.
For Team Solid Gold.
Huzzah.
I'm a child of the 80s. I can certainly sing Sweet Dreams Are Made of You.
I'm also going to give an extra point for the serendipity of the Annie Lennox reference backstage. We're going to add the believe.
Serendipity.
Yay.
Just a little bit of stochastic.
And you know what?
Well.
I'm also going to give a point for Lucky for cheering you on during that.
Aww. Wow.
Wow, I like this game so much more this year.
So, can we have a quick check-in with our scorekeepers? Wow. Kelly, how are we doing? 5 for team solid gold number 1. Jordan, 4 for team...
Ton.
I've got at least 6 points team racked up already.
That was the Irish version of their name.
For team...
So hold on, she's questioning her points all of a sudden. It was for me.
Oh. Wow, you can't trust any election these days.
This is bullshit.
So we're all tied up?
So now it's...
No, now it's 5-4.
No, they have 4.
Because they had 4.
They have 5. Oh, but not that this matters. They have 4. And you have 4.
Yeah, it's 4-4.
Okay, I got it. Wow. It's not a zero sum.
It's 4 all.
Aaron, you know, Hal's just sitting in the back. Listen, we can have him.
The points do not matter, ultimately.
Then what's the point?
Prizes.
I'm not used to your weird American political system. All right. Let's just
Aaron, would you like to introduce the next game?
Yeah, we're going to have a song game called Doo-Doo Songs.
Doo-doo.
Where we're going to have a special guest come out and sing songs, but without any lyrics. They're just going to go doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and our teams have to guess them. So why not get an actual professional musician to come out and do that? So today we have Molly Lewis.
Oh, yay!
And we're going to start this over with Team Miscellaneous Gibberish.
Oh, that's us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. What is all this? I know. How do you explain?
Who would like to guess?
A lot happening first.
You know what that is? Okay. A whole bunch of cheating going on right now.
Who would like to be good at guessing?
Now, I know. What is it with this
guy? You have 60 seconds to guess as many of these as you can get as possible. If there's any you want to pass on, just say pass.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
60 seconds and go.
Rick Astley, I never want to give you up.
Do 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 do.
Pass.
Theme from Nightcore.
Do 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 do
do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do. Yeah.
And time.
I like that you pointed at me that whole time.
All right. How many was that?
I'm good.
You
got
6.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
6 points.
Not bad.
I want to know what the pass ones were.
Not bad.
What the passes were?
Let's get it on, you guys.
Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay.
And Alexander Hamilton from the Hamilton soundtrack. Mm. Mark,
never heard.
Mark,
I am so upset never with myself.
Who lives? Who dies? Who tells your story? That's what I want to know.
Okay, now Team Solid Gold, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Solid Gold number 1. Story. Here we go and start.
Do 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 do.
Let it go.
Do 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 do. Now pass. Do 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 do.
I want time.
Do 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 do.
Single ladies. Single ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Do 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 do
do do do do do
do do do
do do do do do do do do.
Definition Army.
Yo, wow.
It went right.
Time.
Definition Army.
They dusted us.
You guys flushed that.
Yeah, like 9.
Thank you, Symphony. Thank you.
They
eight.
Got three.
Eight.
What was that?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight.
Thank you, Symphony. Eight. Very well done. If she had done Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly Lewis.
Molly Lewis!
Molly Lewis. Man, I'm embarrassed it's a good one. The Imperial Martin.
Wow. Yeah, what was that? And the Hamilton thing. Jeez.
I know, man.
I've never
heard. I'm Alexander Hamilton. Where's my family been? Is that how that goes?
Hey, look at me. It's a $10 bill.
Hey. I never was a president, but I was a treasurer. Is that true?
Hamilton 2, coming to a theater near you.
Powdered wig.
Powdered wig.
Why have you forsaken me?
Because immigrants, they get the job done. Immigrants, they get the job done. Say, immigrants, the job done.
Hamilton.
I mean, I didn't want to interrupt that, but we do have to move on to the next game.
Why pay for a ticket at the Fox?
Why? Yeah, why?
When you can come here.
You need to go to Broadway.
Can we do a parody of 1776 now?
Sit down, John.
Sit down, Lucky. Sit down, Lucky.
We are moving on to our next game, which is Truth or Lie.
Ooh.
Now, Truth or Lie, we're going to bring out a very special guest. We're going to hand them an envelope. Within that envelope is either a truth about themselves or a lie that we have made up. Both teams, you're able to cross-examine him at the same time, any questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to try and determine if the statement that he reads out is a truth or a lie. You get a point if you guess correctly. You do not get a point if it's incorrect. So please, welcome to the stage for Truth or Lie, Mr. Joseph Scrimshaw.
Oh, my God. Joseph Scrimshaw. He's just the best.
Where's my thing? Thank you.
That's what someone said. I think it was a she. It'll come to me.
Can we have a point, please?
Come on.
Is everyone ready?
Yes. Everyone ready? Joseph, please read out your statement.
I started a food fight through the power of rock and roll.
Oh. I have a question.
All right.
Good. That's a good start on this.
In the new Star Wars.
Oh my God.
Are Rey's parents really going to be a couple of jungle bums, or are they cupping like highfalutin hootie whats?
I think it's going to be a little, column A, little column B. I think that she was maybe born of the Force, but then her actual essence was implanted in a woman who was an alcoholic and died on Jakku.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Thank you. No questions.
They've asked, wait a minute. They just asked a question. I have a question and a follow-up question.
Yes?
These questions are predicated on two presumptions. So what I'm about to say is a presumption, not a question. So just... You just wait patiently while I
Now is anyone flowcharting this right now?
I want a fucking lawyer before he asks this.
You might end up going to jail at the end of this.
I know. I'm not cocky anymore.
Oh, all right.
If the party of the first part...
I'm going to assume the food fight occurred in a school.
Don't assume. Ask him.
Did the food fight occur in a school?
Yes, sir. It did, sir.
It occurred at school.
And if there was a song involved, what was the song?
Yes. There were two songs involved...
What were they?
The first was Guns N' Roses, Don't Cry. And the second was Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
What year did you graduate high school?
I have been told by my manager to not speak out loud about my age.
Okay.
Follow-up question. What grade were you in when this happened?
11th.
Okay.
A junior in high school.
That is correct.
I'm just clarifying that you were not 11 years old because there's a bit of an echo in here.
And you started the food fight through the power of rock and roll, correct?
My rock and roll actions were directly responsible for the food fight.
Excuse me, you'll get your time, Mr. Scrimshaw. Hello.
Yes.
Thank
chairwoman
you.
Will continue.
Reclaiming my time, bitch.
Don't you dare McConnell me.
Were you...
I'm sorry, you've used all your time.
You played these songs? is how did this happen? You created this. How? What
yes,
happened?
I was involved in playing the songs.
Okay. Did you just bring a boombox in? Where was the music coming from?
From my band.
Question on this
from
side.
From your band.
Yes.
Follow up questions on this side.
Yeah.
Is that okay, right, Symphony?
So wait, okay, so it's from your band. Your band was, what were you playing in the band?
I was just waiting for someone to ask the question directly. I was playing the drums.
Mm. Did this happen on school property?
Yes.
What was the name of your band? Your high school band.
This is extremely unfortunate, and I need to let you know that before I tell you it. The name of the band was The Flaming Twinkies. Mm.
Now I have another question that's predicated on a presumption. Why was your band in high school playing during school hours in the cafeteria?
Yeah. Was it lunch?
It was indeed lunch. We had a concert later after school, later in the week, and I went to the principal, because I was a pretty good student. I had lots of good grades. I got discounts for pizza at the Domino's, owned by Governor Jesse Ventura, because of my good grades. And I asked if we could play in the lunchroom as a way to advertise the show that we were doing later in the week. And this absolute idiot let us.
I have a question. Why would Jesse Ventura, as governor of Minnesota...
Stop wasting our questions!
...let children get discounts at Domino's Pizza for getting good grades?
I have a question that isn't that question.
I would like to be able to answer the questions. This was a pre-governor biz that he had just held on to. He already had the Domino's, so why not just keep everything rolling?
Was he in Predator at the time? I'm just trying to lock down a year.
You know, I don't feel the need to know or be honest about Jesse Ventura's fucking timeline.
Speaking of timeline, what happened directly after the food fight?
I ripped my pants slightly, and then we evacuated the lunchroom. And then once it was cleared out by security, we were allowed to go back and get our instruments. And then I went to a philosophy class called Theory of Knowledge.
What kind of fancy pants high school has a class called Theory of Knowledge?
It was a very rough high school that had an international baccalaureate program. So on one hand, I had classes like Theory of Knowledge. On the other hand, there were food fights, and once somebody's nose got broken over my burrito and blood spurted everywhere.
All right. I have a question.
Okay.
You said that, hold on please. You said that you, this happened not during lunchtime, it happened later.
No, it was during lunchtime to advertise a show that was happening
The show was happening. So, okay, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What song did you play by Guns N' Roses?
Don't Cry.
Don't Cry.
Which one by Nirvana?
What was the first food item thrown?
Chocolate milk.
At whom was the chocolate milk thrown?
I was busy playing the drums, and then a large chocolate milk carton exploded on my ride, Tom.
So it was thrown at you?
I feel it was thrown at the band in celebration.
Okay.
But it landed very near me.
Question.
Yeah, we're going to go with one more question from each side before you deliberate. So please make this question.
Please don't make this about Star Wars.
I was going to make it about the chocolate milk, but now
ask
I won't.
Me about the milk.
What did any punishment occur because of this?
No, I think they realized that any closer examination of the incident would only reflect badly on the idiot principal who allowed this to happen.
Who was Jesse Ventura?
No,
that's what I heard.
Principal Jesse Ventura?
Okay, are there any further questions from Team Solid Gold number one?
When will this be over? No, I'm just kidding. That was not a joke. It was a joke. It wasn't a question.
Was anyone punished for this event?
They just
asked.
I think the audience right now.
I believe that's no further questions from Team Solid Gold number one. Would you like to start your deliberation?
All right.
Miscellaneous Gibberish, are you ready to deliberate?
I'm ready to deliberate. Yeah, we're ready to deliberate.
Joseph, while they're deliberating,
yes.
Where can people find you on social media?
My social media, Twitter and Instagram, is just my name, Joseph Scrimshaw. So come find me and let me know what you think about Star Wars and the power of rock and roll.
And I hope you saw the amazing comedy that Joseph did last night at the Gonzo Roo concert.
Aw, thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
And as with anything, please let, for all these guests, the con know via the app on the feedback that you love them and would love to see them back.
Miscellaneous gibberish is ready with our answer.
Team Solid Gold number one, are you ready with your answer?
This is a troubling one.
Yeah, right.
Can I point out something while they're deliberating? There is purple light coming from somewhere, and about half of this audience looks like Thanos right now. From the stage, like half of the audience looks purple.
Is that the half that's
or Violet Beauregard.
If you guys do this.
Exactly. How many people just stuck their hand up and snapped? I knew you were going to do it.
You know what? We'll see you back here in 5 years. Team Solid Gold number one, is it a truth or a lie?
What did you guys say?
We haven't said anything.
Team
Solid Gold number one.
You know what? I'm going to go with my first instinct that you're a fucking liar.
Okay, we've got a lie for Team Solid Gold number one.
Interesting.
Okay. Team Miscellaneous Gibberish, truth or lie?
We believe it's true.
Joseph, is it a truth or a lie?
It is true.
Yeah! Always trusting Joseph Scrimshaw.
Miscellaneous Gibberish.
No, it was a tough one. It was a tough one.
It is absolutely true. Ray's parents were impregnated by the Force itself.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
No, this story is true. Period.
Weird. It
is. Big round of applause for Joseph.
Thank you very much.
What if Ray was working on an experiment of midichlorians and it exploded? And she got infused with midichlorians?
It's in my mouth.
Such a dirty word. I come back to? I couldn't hear a thing backstage, and we're talking about midichlorians
now. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to our next game.
Bold choice. So, folks, we enjoyed the music stuff before, so let's have what they call an encore.
Oh, what? That's insane.
Yeah. I've been talking to Molly backstage. I learned some stuff.
While I'm choosing the song, why don't you get a score update so we see where we stand?
Please, Kelly. 12 for Team Solid Gold number one. And Jordan? 11 for...
Thank you.
For Team Piss Off the Sound Guy.
So what that's telling me right now is that Team Miscellaneous Gibberish really needs to make up some points.
Yep.
I.e. one.
Why do you keep giving them opportunity?
We need to make up some
points.
Look, so, I feel like we're over here trying to earn our points, and you're just giving them to them because they are mad or sad.
And bad.
And bad.
Now, they're going to get their chance. You're going to get your chance.
I just wanted it to be noted. Thank you.
Man, such sportsmanship.
Listen, if we can go through these in a reasonable time, maybe we'll see what the tiebreaker songs might be if we move on to that as a round. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I do know it's going to be Dana Swanson singing the next Sink or Swim song.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
You got this, Dana?
I sure do. The tempo is all over the place, but we're going to get it.
Dana?
All right, does this mic move?
Dana, you ready to go?
Dana, take mine.
Okay.
It's taped down. Please stop pulling it.
All right.
Sorry.
That was the sound guy talking through me.
Gotcha.
Or sound lady.
Dana, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Maybe a sound woman.
Sound person. Soundman.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Oh.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything?
I can't hear very well.
Look at this stuff, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, Ken's got everything. He's got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. He's got who's its and what's its galore. Thingamabobs, James has got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call those things? Oh, feet. lip and your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing. What is this? I don't know where I am. Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free.
No.
Part of your world.
But,
no.
Come on.
So close.
That was excellent. That was an excellent
so
job.
Close, but what a show.
Dana,
what a show we got.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Plus, you really hit it with the red hair. Great wig.
Thank you.
Great wig.
Thank you so much. My roots do a lot for me.
I'm sorry. I mean, that didn't get a point.
All those Thanoses are going to snap you.
I just really want to thank you for the opportunity.
Hold on.
You did great, Dana. Next time, you'll nail it. Next time.
Listen.
I got to say, the presentation was excellent.
It was. It was really great.
Good sportsmanship.
Hold on. I wasn't finished yet. Unless you don't want the point I was just about to give you. It does not get a point for that. For being in the place where it should have been, which you weren't. But it does get a point for the distance you went into the audience and how you touched all of them.
Yeah. It didn't.
Thank you.
It didn't have the sink, but it did have the swim. There you go.
Hey. Hey-o.
Minus 2 points.
Thank
Doggy
you.
Paddling.
I thank you for thinking of me.
Oh, she's learning phrases. It's okay. Just
don't. We're like, bot.
What is this?
I made an executive decision, Ken.
No, you made the wrong decision, but okay.
Are you going to sing now?
Please remember, we may be on DCTV right now.
1 point from Aaron.
What does that mean? Like, what do we have?
All right.
Behave?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world,
I can't do that.
Turning inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so don't stop me now. Having a good time. You should try leaping to the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the skies, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. Super Cycle Man, how are you? Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Some might say the music never stopped because the audience helped the entire time. Some might say.
And some might say. People were also singing other favorite songs.
Some might say.
Oh, you greedy sons of bitches.
You earned it, my babies.
You know what? We're going to give a lyric sheet to the audience and see how they do.
Number one. You've done it, my children. Yes.
That is a point to Team Solid Gold number one.
Yay.
Well earned.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana. You as well.
Thank you.
Let's get a score check to see where we stand right now.
13? 13.
13 for Team Solid Gold number one.
Lucky 13.
12 for Team.
Audience one.
So close.
Well, this next game is going to be worth 2 points.
Whoa.
And this is going to be our final game of the evening.
Oh. Whoa. It's a showdown round.
This is a real make or break game.
I'm very nervous. Mm-hmm.
Does the wheel happen again? Or was that just once?
It was just once, unfortunately.
Okay.
That's so sad. Hal's right there.
But you get to look forward sorry, to Hal. Next year.
Just bring Hal out. Nice come on, Hal.
There's so much production value on that wheel.
I'm sorry for whoever flew to Atlanta with that.
Now the two competitors.
Absolutely not.
Does that thing say shocker?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Shocker!
Absolutely not.
Listen. The only
absolutely
way you're
not
gonna get that.
You know, in my day, a shocker was an obscene gesture college kids made in photographs. Not this contraption.
Yeah, you freaky freaks.
This is not anarchy. The only way that that might happen is if we get through this next game and you play along with that. Are you going to do that? Or are you
I'd rather get the other shocker. Not
did you just ask
electric
everybody if they wanted dessert now or later?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
We'll get there. It's called foreplay.
So this is going to be a challenge between Mike Furman for Team Solid Gold number one and Mark Gagliardi.
Ooh.
Team Miscellaneous Gibberish.
The Innies.
Excellent.
I honor the light with
now,
the
Namaste.
We're going to start with the team that that doesn't need it as much. So we're going to start with Team Solid Gold number one. So Mike Furman, this is a game called Stone Cold Reading.
Okay.
We are going to give you...
You're going to get stoned.
A sheet of
yes!
Lyrics. We're going to give you a sheet of lyrics to a song. You're going to do a dramatic interpretation of the lyrics on that sheet.
Okay.
Are you ready? Don't say what it is. You're just going to start. When you are ready, you begin the scene. Do not say what the song is. The audience will figure it out.
Are you going to give me what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just pick one?
Just make up a song.
Any song.
Chicken, twinkle. Okay. Little star.
Chicken, duck. Duck, chicken. You get it.
Now, Mike, you begin when
you
you're
get
ready.
It.
Audience, this is now a formal, professional, highfalutin, James Urbaniak type of theater.
We are in the actor's studio.
So please respect the process
Mike,
and the
champion.
Artist.
Mm. Mike, you're a champion. I believe in you.
Mike Furman, when you're ready.
Mm. Oh, my God, people are disappearing.
Oh, man.
Okay.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up on a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. I should take acting lessons. Bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight, what? Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me. You know I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Yes.
I can call you Betty. And Betty, you can call me Al.
Ah. 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 Ah.
You know, I've seen a lot of productions of Eugene O'Neill's You Can Call Me Al, but that was the best one.
So beautiful.
Hi, everybody.
Mark.
Mark,
it's time to act like you've never acted before.
Mark, you can do
it. 2 points riding on this.
Mr. Mark Gagliardi, when you're ready.
You can do it, buddy.
A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly. He's also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants. And just sits on his broke ass. So,
No. I don't want your number. No. I don't want to give you mine.
No.
No, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
Yes. Yes.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Treasure. That was really, really great.
So, 6 months at Juilliard will get you. Yeah.
So we're going to hear, because this is theater, what the audience thinks about who the winner should be.
It's okay. Oh.
Should the winner be, I'm going to base it on cheers and applause, should the winner be Solid Gold number one and Mike's excellent performance?
I appreciate it.
Or should the winner be Mark's No Scrubs? All right.
Now, I think that's pretty solidly Team Solid Gold number one.
What? Oh, yeah, Lucky. So, you wanted to play a game.
We're not Team Solid Gold number one, Ken Blue.
Lucky.
We're miscellaneous gibberish.
Now, hold on, Lucky. How badly do you want this win?
This was just a blind... What do you mean?
Lucky, how badly do you want this win?
You have a chance to grab it. Literally grab it by the hands. All right. Now... No, don't worry. Solid Gold number one are above this. But if one of their very eager audience members would like to... Now, hold on before we get started.
I'm sorry, did you say you're above it?
You're above this.
There are
I just have very sweaty hands and will actually get electrocuted.
There are a few caveats.
Yeah, we do not want anybody with a heart condition or anything that could be prone to electrical shock. That would be bad.
Anyone who's currently standing in a puddle of water?
I see a gentleman over here. He's raising his hands. We're going to take him. Okay, ready?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second.
Looks like a strong one on top.
Yep. Okay, Ken, can you ever remember how this thing works?
This time I think I do.
Okay.
So what happens, the music's going to start playing. When the music stops, much like a game of musical chairs, you have to be the faster one to depress the trigger, and then you will not be shocked. If you're too slow, you get shocked.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Do we have to go when the music ends? Trust one another to do this?
Oh, no. You're hoping to press your button when the music ends faster than he does.
Does the music come out
of
here?
Yeah. Don't worry. No.
Yeah, right.
No, if we had the ability to rig this place to shock you, we would have already. All right, so... Are you ready?
Three hours later.
Gabe, everybody.
Nice work, Gabe.
Dave number one.
No, wait, now how did we lose the acting one, though? How did we lose that one?
Listen, these are just the rules. Lucky, you have to...
I just...
I'm giving you something to fight for. I don't want you to give up in the future. I don't want you to come
you
in
cocky
next year.
You make my team lose every year. Just randomly, you always figure out a way to make my team lose.
Whatever universal constant there is that wants you to lose decided you should
lose
tonight.
As many points as you want.
But we won the acting role.
Yeah, I thought that's okay, Lucky. You'll be back next year.
Kelly, how many points did Solid Gold number one get? No, in total, not just that round.
Oh, she already reset the counter.
20.
14.
14? 20? Wait, we're going with the higher one. 20.
Oh, my
sure.
God.
20. Sure.
20.
Excellent.
Do I hear 21?
Jordan. 12. Still.
Do I hear 13? Do I hear 13?
That's what we get.
I hear 13. Do I hear 14?
Now, I do believe tonight's winners are Team Solid Gold number one. Now, please.
Put your ones in the sky, baby!
Welcome. Welcome back to the stage. Bringing you your trophies courtesy of the fine folks at Diamond Select.
No.
Mr. Hal Lublin.
I like to win!
What we have here, we have a golden
wow.
squirrel girl, a golden Thor, and a golden Black Panther.
Oh. Mm.
In celebration of Marvel Comics' 80th anniversary this weekend.
Wouldn't that just be the Golden Panther?
Amazing. Now, with the winners, please fan. Hold your trophy.
Solid Gold number one!
A big round of applause for our winners. A big round of applause for over here.
Sweet dreams are made of this. It's true.
Want to thank you all for coming out tonight and coming to all the programming we've done this weekend. There is a great karaoke show that's being hosted by Dana Swanson that's right
what?
After this in this room.
Yes!
Please
stick around.
Yes, it is people possibly from this show and audience members doing karaoke together.
Aww.
It could be you, just saying.
So right now, a big round of applause for Mr. Lucky Yates, Dana Swanson, Mark Gagliardi, Mike Berman, Symphony Sanders, James Urbaniak,
Cam Bloom,
and Aaron Fever, and Mr. Hal Lublin, and Joseph Scrimshaw, and Molly Lewis. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
And please let them know on the app that you care.
That was a real
I'm so nervous.
Five stars.
Five stars.
Guys, let's get up real quick. Get a quick photo.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that thing shocks way more than a store-bought thing should.
Oh, shit. I'll set it off again.
Be sure to check out kenplume.com. There's stuff there.